Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant this morning. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild and breezy start to the day. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly with clear skies. Haifa sees similar conditions, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, Netanyahu says he lost a little weight since October 7th and has changed Israel's security doctrine. Also, according to the Times of Israel, Vance and Rubio take different approaches as Iran tests their 2028 prospects. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that Trump considered renewing war in Iran, saying he wanted to finish the job. Separately, The Forward notes Israel's astonishing new reality, as voters expect Netanyahu to try to sabotage elections. And finally, in earlier reporting, Supreme Court Justice Noam Solberg's recent actions illustrate how politically unsettled Israel is ahead of elections this year. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lizzie Savetsky, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that Jew hatred is a prerequisite for the Democratic Socialists of America, referencing a controversial comment about a Boulder firebombing. Visegrad 24, a European news account, reports that Mohammed Saga from New Jersey faces charges for attempting to support ISIS in targeting a synagogue. Al Arabiya English shared that Israeli special envoy Fleur Hassan Nahum stated that the majority of people killed in southern Lebanon were Hezbollah terrorists. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's remarks. In an interview cited by the Jerusalem Post, he highlighted a shift in Israel's security strategy following the October 7th events. Netanyahu defended establishing buffer zones in enemy territory and hinted at a potential third strike on Iran, if deemed necessary. These comments underscore the ongoing regional tensions and highlight Israel's proactive defense stance. Turning to the political landscape in the U.S., the Times of Israel details how Senators Vance and Rubio are approaching the delicate issue of Iran differently. With potential implications for their future presidential aspirations in 2028, the White House denies any internal rift, but skepticism remains about reaching a viable deal with Iran. This division reflects the broader geopolitical challenges faced by the U.S. in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that former President Trump, according to the Wall Street Journal, contemplated reigniting conflict with Iran. He ultimately chose diplomacy over war. This insight into past U.S. foreign policy decisions highlights the complexities of international relations and the delicate balance of power in the region. Turning to the domestic scene, The Forward sheds light on a turbulent political atmosphere in Israel. With elections on the horizon, there are concerns about potential attempts to disrupt the democratic process. This uncertainty adds to the evolving political dynamics in the country. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that JFrog, an Israeli software company, has seen its market cap surge beyond $10 billion. Analysts remain optimistic, despite the share price exceeding most target predictions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Carrefour has raised prices across several categories in Israel. This comes as researchers evaluate the impact of the Ministry of Economy's new program launched 2 months ago. And finally, CTEC discusses the implications of AI advancements in coding. As complexity becomes the new challenge, the focus shifts to creating more value from increased code generation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.